T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the fascinating storylines on Sunday is what the Bills offense can do, if anything, against the New England Patriots, whose defense has looked very good, albeit against the Steelers, although they had Roethlisberger, but they beat him up pretty good. And then the Dolphins and the Jets. Can the Bills put some points up? Can they get some touchdowns? Can Josh Allen not look like many young quarterbacks against Belichick defenses, confused and frustrated? So that's all on the table. But we wanted to get a national perspective. And of course, that's when we turn to our radio.com NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. He is the host of Prevent Defense, an NFL podcast out now on radio.com and the radio.com app. And insider calls on WGR brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. And Brian is joining us right now. It's Howard and Brayton. Brian, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, it's good to be with you guys, man. I'm sure you're pretty excited about what's going on and what's coming up here.
No, the 3-0 is rather matter of fact around here, Brian. You know what happens on a regular basis.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right.
No.
Well,
no,
I
we're
mean,
pumped.
Yeah, you should be. It's a good looking team, and a team that's becoming a team. A lot of new pieces, a lot of new players, a lot of players that people probably haven't heard of that are all really contributing here. So it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking at Twitter, and a local Twitter, or one of the Twitter accounts that I follow, a Bills account, has retweeted something you put out there. And it was the 49-yard touchdown, or excuse me, the 49-yard gain by Dawson Knox. And you pointed out Cody Ford and congratulating his teammate. And you wrote, "This is becoming a real team. I love watching them play." Why do you love watching them play right now?
Well, they play hard. They play really hard. They do a lot of things really well. And they have a lot of young players that are developing. I mean, Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. And, you know, and then the pieces that they've added were really good pieces, instrumental. I mean, what Cole Beasley's doing, John Brown, you know, the rookie tight ends and Sweeney and Knox. And, you know, I mean, it's coming together. A lot of new pieces in the offensive line with Mitch Morse and, you know, what they're doing to go with Deion Dawkins and some guys. I mean, it's, you know, they've rebuilt this team on the fly here, and they've added really good pieces. And what Sean McDermott does defensively is not really easy to figure out. And so it's all those pieces combined. You know, I know it's only September, but, you know, it's they're off to a good start, obviously. But they are coming together, and they rally around each other. And, you know, for that home opener, that was an exciting game to lose that lead to – and then to get it back and to go down the field and score like that. It's been a long time since you've seen just a real entertaining product.
Brian, with Josh Allen, we've been talking a lot about him today, and you can see improvement from last season to this season. I don't think there's any question about that. You do a lot of tape breakdowns, some great work watching tape. When you are watching a young quarterback and you're trying to figure out if this guy is improving, you know, if you know he's really trending in the right direction, what are the tip-offs? What are the signs you look for to judge whether this young quarterback is getting better and learning?
Well, first of all, the guy plays with incredible poise. I mean, he never looks like he ever gets tired. I've never seen him, I mean, even on that last drive when he's just running it and scrambling and getting out of a jam. I mean, the guy never fatigues. Like, it's just it's something that only the great athletes really have. You know, LeBron is like that. Michael Jordan was like that. And he has that ability just to really never – I mean, I've never seen him ever get tired in a football game. And then he's a leader. And then as far as, you know, look, people didn't think he could ever become a passer. Well, he's not ready to be Drew Brees yet, but I don't know that anybody that runs as much as he does and scrambles as much as he does, that if you are being chased like that, that you're ever going to be pinpoint accurate. But he's accurate enough right now. He's making third down throws. He sees the field well. And for all those things, I think that we're seeing an unfinished product, but an improving product.
We're with Brian Baldinger, radio.com NFL insider on our Westar hotline. I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the other teams in the league, Brian, but one other thing about the Bills. A moment ago, you talked about Sean McDermott's defenses, and they're not easy to figure out. Why? What are they doing that makes it difficult?
Well, they give you a lot of different looks. They have a good pass rush scheme where a lot of guys are getting to the quarterback. But they play a lot of combination man zone. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe it on the radio without giving anything away. But they have good players, but Sean puts them in good positions to make plays. And so, I mean, I've seen Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer cut from different teams around this league, but they're good safeties on this team. They understand what they're asked to do. They don't ask these guys to go play one-on-one against John Ross. That wouldn't be smart. But they're in positions where they're good tacklers, and they're playing downhill, and they're not out of position very often. And they've got a stud middle linebacker in Tremaine Edmonds, who people have a hard time throwing the ball over his head because he's so big and rangy. But he's a good cover of tight ends, and tight ends kill teams in this league right now. But he can cover tight ends with his size. And so I'm pointing out specific things, but he's putting these players in a position where they can be successful. And that's smart football.
Brian, in terms of the Patriots, let's get your thoughts in on New England, 3-0. Their defense has yet to give up an offensive touchdown. Granted, you know, they haven't played, at least the last two games, offensive behemoths either. But as you look at New England now, give me your assessment, because a lot of people are talking about they're banged up on offense. They've lost some key players. Gronk retired, but their defense looks tremendous.
Well, they didn't give up a touchdown in the Super Bowl either.
That's true.
They had Patrick Mahomes shut out for three quarters.
Yeah.
They gave up one touchdown to the Los Angeles Chargers. I mean, this has been going on for a while. They are the most difficult team to prepare for offensively because nobody is as effective at running twist stunts the way the Patriots are. They'll never have a player. I mean, the last player that had double-digit sacks was Chandler Jones. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals now. It's not about numbers. It's about effectiveness. And what Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins do from the linebacker spot, it breaks down your protection in ways that, look, I mean, the best offenses in football haven't been able to figure out yet. Go back to last season. Offensively, they're playing with a 13 tackle that they picked up at a bus stop in Marshall Newhouse. They're playing with a 13 center. They're replacing a Hall of Fame tight end with a 7th-round pick. It doesn't seem to matter. They don't move the line of scrimmage in the run game, but they run the ball right at you and down your throat. Well, how do they do that? Well, they run a lot of traps. They run a lot of whams. They angle block you to death. They angle block you in ways that you can't see it out of your periphery. There's not anything that has been run in the game of pro football in 20 years that Brady doesn't have locked inside his executive branch and can unleash at any time. And so they don't beat themselves. I've watched them run four different running backs in six plays at you in a lot of different ways. I mean, they're just well-coached, very creative, and the quarterback is masterful.
It's not a surprise, obviously, that they're 3-0. It's not a surprise Kansas City and maybe Baltimore to an extent as well. But as you look at whether it's the conference or the overall league through 3 weeks, who or what are the biggest surprises right now?
Well, the Detroit Lions are undefeated, and they went into Philadelphia, and they beat the Eagles. And they did in a way where they're a good team. And they're a team like Buffalo. They're not full of star players, but the things that they ask their players to do are not, like, out of the ordinary. And they do a lot of little things well. They blocked the line of scrimmage well. They held off a fierce pass rush the other day from the Eagles, and Matt Stafford is getting protected. They went to a two tight end system, the way the Buffalo Bills are. And when I look around the league, teams that are in a two tight end system and a two back system where they can protect their quarterbacks, those are the teams right now that are having success. And even Kansas City is like that. I mean, as good as Mahomes is, they still protect their edges, protect their line, and they just don't play these wide open style of football. There's times to do it, but it's not what they're primarily made of. And so some of these teams that are surprising, like Buffalo or Detroit, they're built the right way.
Final thing for you, it takes us back a little bit to Josh Allen, the top of the discussion, Brian. Young quarterbacks, right? We always worry about, used to be you never played a young guy right away. They needed years to develop. Now they're getting in a lot faster. You see guys like Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. We talked about Allen looking better. Now Minshew and Kyle Allen and Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray. Is it easier for young quarterbacks to have success quicker in the NFL? And if so, why?
Well, Gardner Minshew played a lot of football at Washington State in a passing offense. I mean, he was used to throwing it 60 times a game. He played in a driving rainstorm last Thursday night. Well, he played in a lot of driving rainstorms at Washington State. You know, I mean, the weather doesn't bother him. But a lot of these guys played, you know, in these systems where they threw the ball a lot. They saw a lot of different looks. They know how to stack completions together, you know, to start to get themselves into a rhythm. So I think that's a big part of it. Kyler Murray, he was a 1-year starter, but you know, he played a lot of football though, mm-hmm. Whether it was scout team or Texas A&M, the offense is built around his skill set. Lamar Jackson played a lot of football and was well coached at Louisville, and they're playing a style of football that he's not uncomfortable with. I mean, they're built the style around him. When you look at what Greg Roman does, he built that style around the skills of Colin Kaepernick. So they're putting him in a position to be at least comfortable and not ask him to do things that they haven't done before.
Right. So coaching's a big part of it. And I think, right, you can say that with Josh Allen here. I think Brian Daboll is helping make Josh Allen a better quarterback.
I agree. And look, I mean, it's important to get guys that can fit the system. I mean, Cole Beasley is a perfect fit for this mm-hmm. system. On third downs, he runs those routes that drive people crazy. He's just got great, great quickness, and he knows how to separate and make it easy for the quarterback. And on third down, that's their go-to guy right now. Yep. And John Brown has always had great speed, always. I mean, that's why Bruce drafted him, you know, in Arizona. Like he that guy can fly, and he was good in Baltimore last year. But he's a good fit for this offense right now, and that speed is something that every quarterback can really benefit from.
He is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Check out his podcast. It is Prevent Defense and Insider Calls on WGR, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Appreciate you coming on with us, and enjoy the football season.
I am doing that, and enjoy this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun for you guys.
So far, so good. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
All right. You
thanks,
got
Brian.
It.
Have a nice day.
See you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.